All right, 15 minutes now before 8 o'clock here on WPHM on a Wednesday morning. More than 200 craft beers will be featured this weekend at Port Huron Beer Fest. This is the sixth annual Port Huron Beer Fest. Andy Vaku is with us right now from Wolverine Market. Andy, good morning.
Good morning.
6 years you've been doing this now.
Yeah, it seems like it was yesterday. I don't know.
It does, indeed. What goes on at Beer Fest?
This is a lot of fun. This event, again, we're trying to promote Port Huron, bring tourism here. I always tell people this is the best beer fest on the side of the state. It's modeled after a lot of the good ones. And I know Caleb is here. He's drooling over some of the selections of beer. And we would like to educate. We'd like to introduce new product, promote, and get people out to come out and have fun. And it's a beautiful sight. And bring people out here, you know, part of tourism and also just a great ending to the summer.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, because the weather's supposed to be nice. It's going to be a little cool down by the river on Saturday, but, you know, no rain, going to be sunny. Should be a very nice day. What's new in the world of craft beer? What's hot right now?
Everywhere you turn around and there's new beer. And, anybody that comes into our store, everything from fruit beers. As you can see, I didn't bring you any coffee this morning.
No, I see a lot of fruit here. I see a cherry cordial and
this is a passion fruit. This one, oh, this nice. Odd Side Ale.
And you know, they're basically modeling these beers after you name it, whether it's spice, it's fruit, it's a combination of things. This beer is made with mango and hops. This is cherry cordial is basically like a chocolate covered cherries. Of course, you know, the basic beer movement right now, it's kind of taking a trend backwards. You know, people are drinking more lagers and more lighter beers. I don't know if it's just the fact that they are too heavy. That doesn't mean, you know, they're not coming out with anything different. Of course, barrel-aged beers, and now they are this hard seltzer as the trend. So they're going back and, you know, less calories and stuff. But there's definitely a huge demand. Everywhere you turn around, you know, there's the IPAs are still popular, the stouts right now. And what's great is kind of modeling sort of like Europe. Every small town, they have their own brewery. Yeah. Every small town is producing some really unique stuff, using Michigan product, using Michigan hops, using a lot of local fruit. And people are always coming in. What's new, Andy? Yeah. What's new? What's going on?
And you have no shortage of new things. We have a program here on Saturdays at noon called Behind the Mitten, and we talk to the hosts every week, and it seems like no matter where they are, every small town in Michigan, they seem to find a brewery there that's making small craft beers and some really good ones they're finding as well.
And I've listened to their show. And said, "Oh, that sounds interesting. I've never heard of that brewery before." Then I'd go over
might to, make you want to get in
Wolverine right. Market, yeah. and you have it in stock. I mean, you have a bunch of Michigan stuff, and a lot of them are going to be at the show this weekend too, right?
There will be. I've got a list in my hands. Nate and Trina worked tirelessly trying to get this done. Trina was going to beat me up and trying to get this thing done. the list is huge. Everything from Dark Horse, Perrin, Hawker Shore. We've got Ellison, Cigar City. We've got Ciders. We'll have St. Julian. We'll have Blake's. We'll have, the hard seltzers will be there. So there's a little bit of everything. And if you're a beer connoisseur, you're going to have fun. If you're a beginner, you're going to enjoy what we offer. There's going to be a little bit of wine. Bring your sweatshirt. Ian Smith is going to be on the stage. We'll have food vendors, Jamaican Jerk. Tio's is going to be there.
Nice.
And wow. So the view is amazing. We want everybody to come out. $35. We'll get you in. You can buy them at the store. At Wolverine Market, of course. You could buy them, you know, right at the site, online also.
Okay.
And it'll be fun. We get all age groups, as a matter of fact, coming to this event.
I'm sure, 21 and over, but a lot of young people just learning about craft beer, and then older folks as well, over 200 craft beers available at Kiefer Park. So it's a great location, and it should be a lot of fun.
And we work with Citizens for Vibrant Community, and people also need to know this is a fundraiser. Citizens for Vibrant Community does a lot for the community, and we do a lot with art, with veterans, with local police department and anybody, you know, if we can get this, this will help us raise some funds also. It costs a lot of money to put this event.
I don't doubt it. Yeah.
You know, a lot of volunteers, a lot of hard work.
Tell us about some of these beers that you brought in for us here. Let's start with the Founders Better Half. That just looks interesting looking at the label there.
The Better Half Founders, this beer is delicious for people that like barrel age. And this one was not made probably since 2012, 2013.
Okay.
And we still have plenty. This stuff is fabulous. It will age. It's an old ale. Has everything from just nice toffee, nutty flavors.
A good breakfast beer?
at almost 13% alcohol.
There you go.
So there's your cappuccino. Oddside is going crazy with these so-called sickles. They're infused with everything from mango, apricot, cherry, raspberry. It's kind of like a lambic in a way. It's a Belgian style that infuses.
So it's
fruit.
It's almost like maybe a farmhouse ale or something like that.
It's got a little bit of mild maybe style, but a little bit of hops, a little bit of fruit, and that's what they are trying to achieve. And they've been very popular. The labels are just amazing. They just jump at you.
Mm-hmm. Oddside is where are they located?
Now you're going to test me. Yeah, they're obviously.
Let's look at the can.
Grand Rapids somewhere.
Grand Rapids area.
And
okay.
They'll kill me if I don't get that right. But they're going to be there, and they're going to bring in some stuff.
Grand Haven. There we go.
And Grand Haven, we're going to have Grand Armory from Grand.
They're in Grand Haven.
Yeah, that's right. And Lagunitas, of course, is California. I brought this one. It's kind of fun. It's an IPA with mango. It's made with specific mosaic hops. And it's really, really fun. And it's the hop profile is very delicate. The mango is there. It's almost like you could drink that for breakfast. And then we got some dessert
Imperial stout, yeah.
This cherry cordial, like I said, it tastes like chocolate-covered cherries.
Nice.
It's just unbelievable. It's like candy in a glass. And so this is they're going... the extreme is just going crazy. Of course, I brought in a little bit of Oktoberfest, German Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
We'll be featuring... also some German beers.
Oktoberfest beer? What's in there that makes it an Oktoberfest?
And this beer was brewed. It was initially a King Ludwig something, 13, 12, whatever. I'm sure I'll get it wrong. But they wanted a specific style of beer for him. So his wedding was coming up, and they brewed a stronger beer, so they basically release this beer in October, but it's always aged in spring.
Okay.
And that's why sometimes they'll call it, you know, Marzen beer or March beer. So they'll put it away. Hmm. It's basically a lager. So a higher alcohol, a little bit more malt, a little bit more hops. And it's perfect for October. So the celebration continues on from middle of September all the way to middle of October, I think, or the first or second week of October.
Mm-hmm.
And... of course, in Germany and Europe, it's huge. Originally, our beer festival was called, October Beer Fest.
Right.
And then people kind of like got it confused because it was always in September.
Mm-hmm.
And so
just call it Beer Fest.
We might as well label it Port Huron and let people know where Port Huron is.
Yeah.
And so the variety is just endless. It's just nonstop.
You have a couple UP breweries coming in
Keweenaw's coming in. Of course, we're bringing in and Danny Boy or War Water is Danny Boy. They're going to be here locally. There's a brewery possibly coming in from Mayo. Last minute entry. So we'll see. They want to feature their stuff, and we do get in a few last minute entries, and they're more than welcome. Come on down.
Hey, it's going to be a lot of fun this Saturday at Kiefer Park in Port Huron. More than 200 craft beers, $35 ticket in advance, $40 if you get it at the gate. You can go online to phbeerfest.com, or better yet, just go to Wolverine and see Andy, and he'll hook you up, and you can ask him about beers and anything that you find at Beer Fest that you like. Make sure that you take a picture of it or write it down, and then go see Andy next week and say, hey, I had something at Beer Fest I really liked. Can you get that for me? Chances are you're going to have it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Come on down. We'll have lots of fun.
All right. Andy, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Andy from Wolverine with us on WPHM.